This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAFGiving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again for Great Mate Debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
What do we have, Hack?
A lovely couple today, Paul and Trish, and they just got, Paul just got a very big surprise.
Surprise!
Woo! Was it a party?
Hope it was good.
Does he go first?
Yeah.
Paul?
Yeah.
Surprise! What's going on?
Well, here's the deal, guys. My wife and I, Trish, we've recently been married, and we don't have any kids yet, but... The big surprise that I got recently was that I recently moved to Colorado, and I heard from an ex from when I used to live in New Mexico, and she reached out telling me, surprise, you have an 8-year-old son.
What?
What am I supposed to do with that? I mean, you wait 8 years to tell me this. Thank God Trish is very supportive of this. She thinks I should be involved in this child's life. And I think I should help out financially. That's half my DNA and all that. But I just...
Have you made sure this is legit? I don't want to sound awful, but...
Yeah.
No, it's sus to come up 8 years
later.
8 years
later? Yeah.
Right. That was my initial thought of just like, this seems like way too, like you could have brought this up when he was first born and you're waiting 8 years. It did seem a little suspect. And it's like she claims that she has DNA proven. I've seen pictures of him. He does look a lot like
me. Holy. So, I mean, the timing checks out, Lo. I mean, to Erica's point, I don't want anybody to call in and go there. Like, you believe this is your child.
I do. He looks like me, and like I said, thankfully Trish is very supportive about this. She's not upset. I mean, this is a previous relationship before we even got together. But like I said, at first it felt like the timing was now you want financial help, or now you want this or want that. Why didn't you contact me earlier? But I just feel cheated. Like, I wasn't there to help pick the name or first steps or. to be in his life until now, and it's just, I don't think it's fair that I wasn't told about him sooner. I mean, I just, and then
I understand.
I'm expected to just drop everything in my current life and like go back and forth to Colorado and New Mexico. What? And it's just, this is like a lot right now. And I feel like I was cheated.
Yeah. Let's get Trish in here because I don't want to leave her waiting. Trish.
Hi.
What?
Yay.
What's your side of it? Like you sound like if what he's saying is true, you're a saint. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you want to happen now?
Oh, I understand it's complicated, and I understand everything that Paul has mentioned. He, at the end of the day, whether it's 8 years or not, he has a son, and he's out there. And Paul's a fantastic man and would make a great example of a father. And I'm thinking about the kid and that it could be a disservice for this little one not to know his father, you know. And
so you want Paul in this kid's life?
I think to a degree it would be great. I'm okay with it, really. Denver and New Mexico are really not that far. You know, it doesn't have to be a consistent thing. Like, that's something we could maybe explore. But he's a good guy.
Like, are you saying, like, this kid lives with you sometimes? Like,
yeah, I mean, what would your involvement be?
I'm kind of open. I mean, we don't have kids yet, you know, okay. So like he said, but listen, if Paul is great and this is his son and his son has half those genes, I wouldn't mind meeting him, you know. We could figure it out.
And Paul, you're
thinking about
like,
that kid.
I just need to be clear. And you just want to send money and never meet this child.
I mean, I don't know. It feels like I might as well have been donating sperm at a sperm bank at this point. It's like you wait 8 years now and I had no input at all. Like I said, I'm happy to help out financially, but to go back and forth between like Denver and New Mexico, it's also not great timing as well. Thank you for being accommodating, Trish, but it feels wrong to me.
It's very, I don't know what the word is, cruel. It's not cruel to say that he could just be a sperm donor, but in a sense, that's all.
8 years is a long time. And like this kid now has a lot of memories without his dad. It feels super unfair from the mom.
Yeah.
I can't speak for the mom. I mean, we all have situations and reasons for why we do things or not do things. She could have maybe initially decided to have not bothered him at all. And for whatever reasons, she changed her mind. I mean, we got to explore that a little bit more.
Yeah, what do we think that is? Did she ask for money? Or is she just saying, hey, Paul, you have a son. That's it?
So far, that's what it is. And Paul is quick to assume that she needs money because it's coming out of the blue.
Well, yeah.
You know, if we need to, that's things that we need to figure out through the courts. I mean, we're fortunate enough. Like, yeah, we've got a lot of things on our plate. I'm just saying I'm here for it if that's something he wants to explore. And she could turn around and make it difficult. You know, she hasn't done that yet. So we could potentially make this a lot easier.
How can she make it difficult when she hid this for 8 years?
Yeah. Like,
and then you just come in and go, I want 8 years in back child support. I don't think she can do that.
But she can drag him through the courts if she wants.
Good God.
To.
But hold on.
But I don't
from
think
the kids' per, like, yeah. perspective.
Uh-huh. I mean, there's a reason she's my ex, Trish. She's not a bad person, but just she's not you. You know what I'm saying?
But Paul, if this is your kid, 8 years of missing his life, okay, that's a lot. But forever is a lot more.
I know.
I mean, at this point, like, he's going to have questions as well. Why weren't you there?
But
like,
would you rather answer those questions at 8? Or at 25 when he eventually comes back and says, where were you? You had the option.
I would tell him the truth. Your mother waited till you were 8 to tell me about you.
And you chose to not be involved.
that's not his kid. I'm not trying to be a jerk, but like it's as the exact same amount, not his kid, as if it was a sperm donor, because he didn't know it existed. Mm-hmm. He got no input. He got no first steps, mm-hmm. no first words, no throwing the ball in the yard. But none of that. That's like in no way, shape or form.
First baseball game, high school graduation.
I don't understand. But
going to an 8-year-old, if a 25-year-old finds you, you might be able to have a frank conversation about it. Your mom never told me, and I have some things to say about your mother.
Sure.
An 8-year-old.
What are you going
to
do?
I don't think you should say that to him. Like, well, your mother actually hid. I mean, that's like a very hard thing to explain to a kid that young. So how would you even say that? And how would you dig out of the hole that this kid has all these emotions built up about where were you and who are you? Mm-hmm. And I don't know you. And you're not in my life. And now, here I am.
This makes me
I didn't know you existed. Like, what am I supposed to
say? Yeah, I didn't even know.
I mean, so far there's 8 years of damage, and I think 25 years of damage is going to make him far worse off. You know, he still has a chance to make an impression, and Paul is a decent guy.
Trish, for real, like we're calling churches and trying to make you a saint. Like that's ridiculous. Yeah, your attitude is.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I've grown up with a lot of friends of divorced parents or single moms, and especially the boys. They need a father figure, and they grew up really confused and in a lot of pain. And if this kid meets his dad now and maybe hates him, at least he knows he existed. You know.
Okay. Hang on right there, guys. We're going to get some people in. Obviously, this is so big. We're not doing the, you have to abide by the jury. Right. But we need advice. We need you to go.
What's a good way to handle an 8-year-old?
The only way to explain your absence is to throw her under the bus. If he does go into life, it's like, it's your mom's fault. But and it's like, you can't do that.
Here's the alternative. It's like, we're talking about this 25, if that's a number. Okay, so he comes at 25 and he's like, you knew about me since I was 8. That's the problem is now he knows.
Then you can say, hey, what was I supposed to do? Was I supposed to tell you the truth that your mom's a psychopath?
Or gently get there. Also, she's not a psychopath.
She hid a child from him for 8 years.
She probably thought he didn't want to be involved. And that was not her decision to make.
Nobody thinks this is money?
It's probably money, but it's still his kid.
Or what if she's sick?
Oh, gosh, Aaron.
Oh, God. Okay. We need help. 303-222-5423.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Grade Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We're in the middle of a Grade Mate Debate between Paul and Trish. Paul just found out he's got an 8-year-old son. Had literally
no idea until
nothing.
Now. Right.
No contact at all. Not sure what his ex wants with that information, but Trisha's like, oh, well, we got to have him in our life. You got to be a dad. And Paul's like, I owe him money and that's all.
He's saying I want to support financially and that's it because he wasn't there and he didn't have the choice to be there.
I know what the right thing to say is. It's like the right thing to say is, of course, he should be in the kid's life. That's how many people would really, it's really unfair what happened to him.
For sure. I think we can all agree on that.
It's unfair, but what is more unfair? Continuing to stay out of it or putting
the truth is it's not the kid's fault.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of text saying that.
Paul, Trish, we appreciate you hanging on. We'll take some jury members here and you can feel free to jump in or not. Carly?
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
I am on her side. I have an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old, both boys, and they are kind of have an in-and-out relationship with their father. I definitely think that he needs to at least make an effort, and he needs to do so without throwing her under the bus, because that's the only lifeline they have.
So, I know.
How do you do that, though? Do you just say, like, yep, sorry, wasn't there?
Yeah,
I think you say, hey, I didn't know you existed, but I want you to know the second that I found out, you were so important to me that I had to reach out. I had to get to know you. I had to at least try to be a part of your life.
Paul, does that seem like something you could say or get behind?
I mean, it's not that I don't care about him, but it's like putting up all these feelings. I don't know you. I mean, I can say that to him. I don't want to lie to him. Like I said, it's not that I don't care about you, but I feel like that'd be a lie. I mean, he's like, oh, I was just on the next flight out there to see you. But I guess he wouldn't know. But like I said, I don't like the idea of lying to him, but I know that's the right thing to do, quote unquote, but it's just,
this is so hard because you didn't do anything wrong. And really the only way to make this right without screwing the kid up is for you to lie and make, like, you got to go, my bad, kind of. Because you don't want to say your mom's, your mom hit you.
Is that something you could say when he's 25?
Is, hey, by the way, your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for now, he goes into his life, he has to go, my bad.
Yeah.
That's so unfair.
There's a text suggesting that this kid goes to like a therapist or a counselor right before he's going to meet his dad and they can help him prepare.
Mm.
And I do think that there's a therapist who can go, here's how to word what's about to happen. Right? Like, let me tell you guys how to word what happened.
Jenny?
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. He definitely needs to listen to his wife 100% on this. There's a couple of things that really factor in. No matter what, yes, she could go after him for 8 years back child support. That's in any state you're in.
I know, it feels unfair.
That's so not fair.
Even if you didn't know, life isn't fair. That's what it is. Yeah, so take that off the table altogether. The conversation as to why he's just now in his life at 8 years, let's hope that the mom is a very decent human and has already had that conversation. Because you have to think, this got brought up probably by the son. Where's my dad? Kind of thing. And then that started to weigh on her. You know what I mean? Every boy needs a father, needs an excellent human as a father, as a role model. Whether that starts out as a couple days and then works into summer times when he's out of school or whatever works out, he must be there because the regret that will come later on for not being there is too heavy. That's too heavy to take on.
But Jenny, can I just, I just want to throw a scenario at you. Paul and Trish have a couple kids of their own, and now they have this brother who's 8 years older. And what if in those 8 years she's made some mistakes and he's kind of a delinquent?
Okay.
We have to expose our kids to this.
So
there's different rules
with
when he's
my
in their
own
house.
Family. My brother was notified on a DNA on like an ancestry type thing. By the way, you have an 18-year-old. This happened 2 years ago.
Wow.
He took that child in as if she's been a part of us from day one. No question asked. Wow. That is your blood. That is your family. You don't let anybody else step in. It can be avoided. The other thing about the court system, though, is if you come to the courts, if it goes that far, and everybody's in agreement as to, you know, I don't want your back child support, and everybody agrees to that, judges will sign off on that with no problem at all. They love it when you can act like adults, not use children as pawns, and work stuff out. They don't want to be involved in your stuff. Yeah. Unfortunately, too many people can't put their self-centeredness aside for what's in the best interest of the child. What's in his best interest is to have his father in his life, period.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Jenny. There's so many calls we don't have time to get to, and I know there's a bunch of texts. Kathy was, you talked to her, Tiak, saying he didn't donate sperm.
He slept with somebody. And so there's a little more of a, I mean, I'm sorry, Trish, but there's a little more responsibility.
He was in a relationship, and it was a long time ago, and it happens, but like.
Yeah, so that you owe more.
But for all intents and purposes, from that moment forward, it's like dropping a deposit because he got, just like in a donation, he got.
But he made the choice to clearly have.
Unprotected.
Yes.
And we had a lot of people say, well, the mom needs to explain her reasoning to the child of why she kept it. But like Jenny said, we got to assume that the mom is a decent human. She hit a kid for 8 years or from this guy. Like, I don't know that we can assume that.
Yeah.
It sounds
that she'll
like
say the right thing either.
But it sounds like everybody thinks they should.
Yeah.
He's got to be in his life.
Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to abide by this. Obviously, it's a radio show. But like. I know
you seem like a good person. Trish seems like a good person.
Your wife is amazing. Yeah.
Like, it's not fair what's happened.
Yeah.
But that who's getting the brunt of the unfairness is this kid.
Yes. Thank you. I agree. And there were just some good points brought up with Paul. I think he'll regret it. I do. He's a great guy. And once he meets his son, I sometimes there's these bonds that happen that are unspeakable. Who's to say that he won't change his mind as well once he meets him? I think I won.
You did.
Trish is like, I did.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Man, the number of people who hate this thing on text, huh?
News. News. No! No! News. No! News. No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
Come. Who's got a nope left?
I do.
The girls do. The boys blew ours.
Yeah, we do.
In sort of vindictive ways, I think. Yeah.
As we usually do.
All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Cracker Barrel,
you're on thin ice, buddy.
Are you one of these people who cares?
Yes.
They changed their logo. Who cares?
Is there still one in Colorado?
There's a bunch.
Oh,
actually,
really?
Not a bunch. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like they do like the Cabela's Bass Pro Shop model. They hit the outskirts of town.
Yes.
So clear up at 120th.
Okay.
And I-25, there's one. I mean,
I don't know.
No one on earth needs that much food, Hack.
Oh, it's so good. I was raised on Cracker Barrel, especially like you said. That's a road trip. It's just usually off the highway. It's kind of a big stop.
But you're mad that they changed their logo.
Yeah, they got rid of the old guy sitting out front. He was so cute. He was sitting by himself.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. I've been to one Cracker Barrel once. I don't really remember the food.
Do you ever hear of a place called Claim Jumper?
Yeah.
Where the plates were like 3 times the size of your head.
Yeah.
And it's like, Cracker Barrel is adjacent to that.
Is it also adjacent? It does. I agree. Is it also adjacent to White Fence Farm? I know that shut down.
What is that?
Oh, White Fence Farm was like a Colorado institution. It would have been on your Colorado list if it still existed. Mm. That was like the best fried chicken you're ever going
to
get.
Is it similar to Cracker Barrel?
No, Cracker Barrel, it is very farm food, though. And there's like a general store up front that's so much. Like they had the little blackberries and raspberries, the jelly things that like look like a blackberry and raspberry. And they're so good. Mm-hmm. Now you just get them on Amazon.
So you wait for your table. You get to run around, check out all the stuff. And it's just like a whole
five.
Thing.
Do you know that?
It's a whole
run
thing.
Run around and check out the stuff is giving five.
Yeah.
The new logo, not everything needs to be sleek and modern. It's a Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, but
sleek and modern about it. It's supposed to be an old man sitting out front.
But what's a next Cracker to a barrel? Like, what's the barrel?
Well,
wow, the menu looks delicious.
But it's all like chicken fried steak and stuff, right? It's old people food.
Awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
And they had the little game, the triangle game with the like golf tees,
pegs.
You know? Yeah, the pegs. You had to jump over each other.
I love that game.
I forget how to play that game.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so then.
So everyone's upset
the
about
it. The logo change is enough for you to be
because
mad.
Because now you're going to be driving on the highway and you're going to see that sign.
I just remembered. It's too late. Sorry.
Yeah.
No.
You're going to see the sign.
Did she just use it by saying the word
no? I didn't.
But here. Okay. But can I just ask you a quick adjacent question?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went out last night and ran into a server who was from Iowa, and I knew because he said Iowa right away, and I was like, what's your favorite pizza? I wanted to test him, see if he was truly from Iowa, and
what's
he's like,
Iowa pizza?
Casey's.
Oh.
Because it's like, and it's like a gas station.
The general store. Casey's general
store. And what'd he say?
And he said Casey's. It was like right away. And then the first thing he said right after that, but their sign is stupid.
It is. Yeah, we care about these things.
Okay. So you'd be happy if they changed theirs.
If they modernize it?
Would it change the food? Huh? Would Casey's Pizza still be as good with a different font?
They did recently change it. Maybe that's what he's referring to.
Okay.
The change.
Oh.
Okay. Well, do you think that pizza still is good?
Yeah, it is good.
Okay.
They should advertise. They should put a slice on the sign.
What do you think?
Part of the logo.
What do you think Cracker Barrel food is going to be like?
It's going to be the best, as it always is. But
why doesn't anyone care about Casey's sign?
It's kind of like it's a little too old-timey.
Old Western.
Oh, okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
That felt like a nope.
Hey, do you know that that's what I used my nope on yesterday? Because Aaron half-assed it. And it was like,
I'm so sorry. Good evening.
I don't have a note to stop you anyway.
I also
good
have
evening.
Really sad news. Oh, Lil Nas X was arrested.
I saw that.
Hospitalized.
They How do you be arrested and hospitalized? Which did they do first?
He reportedly was arrested for assault of a police officer because law enforcement was called because he was walking just in his underwear around the streets of Los Angeles
at 4 a.m.
That there may have been a drug overdose and that's why he was hospitalized.
Hospitalized.
There's not much other info, but he, at 4 a.m. was wearing underwear and boots. I mean, he's 26.
So he's hospitalized for whatever he was on.
Yeah, for whatever was going on. But that's really sad.
And what are the charges right now?
Just the assault of a police officer. So I think that they were trying to get him wrangle him and get him. And then he was mad. Yeah, we don't have any other info, but hopefully he's okay.
That is a weird, like I've had friends who've had, who had drank too much and had to go to the hospital and they usually end up fighting the nurse. Like that is, there's something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't understand that. That
like I don't need help. I don't want your help. Yeah.
And you know, like, oh, this is going to be a whole thing now. And for him, I'm sure there was a level of, oh great. Yeah. Everyone's going to know what's going on.
Okay. So, it is wild to know somebody who's drank that much. That is crazy. To be hospitalized?
You don't.
You have to go to the hospital? You don't?
Oh. Never mind. Turns out I do. That's why you're ERing.
Yeah.
I forget.
Oh, it was my God. One time. Good evening. Millie Bobby Brown recently got married this year, and she also adopted a baby with her husband, Jake Bon Jovi.
They
adopted a baby?
Yep.
She's 10.
Yeah. She just turned 21 in February. Just got married.
Wow.
How old is her husband?
He was maybe a tiny little bit older than her.
Yeah.
Didn't her post, did the post say something like earlier this, like they've had the baby?
This summer we welcomed our sweet baby girl through adoption.
What do you think is going on there? Because it's like, you're 21, you feel the need to get married and have a baby. Yeah. Like, it just feels real rushed.
But they were both famous.
Yeah, they both have a lot of.
He's kind of got an acting career going.
And modeling. Oh, he does? He's a big model, too.
He's pretty gorgeous. He's like he's like a kind of a better version of his dad.
But I had never heard of him until he started dating Millie Bobby Brown.
You hadn't?
No. Okay.
Well, I'm a Bon Jovi fan, so I always knew about it.
Okay.
So,
did he ever get brought out on stage and stuff?
Yeah, probably. Never in Denver. But, okay, so we're judging him for that then?
I mean, it's just surprising. And like you said, they both have a lot of wealth. They both like grew up kind of fast, but it still seems very young. People are asking, like, is it instead more of like a social experiment kind of thing rather than wanting to be a parent? I don't know.
It's
like, is it just
odd.
Fun for them now?
Right, like they're like, we have the means, we can hire a nanny, and
we can do it.
What else are we doing?
Like, I don't know. Baby's an accessory.
Yeah,
it's just odd. Okay. What's the rush?
Yeah, you're right.
I sound like an old person.
All right, well, I'm gonna go try to drink myself into hospitalization.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Slacker Show.
I don't know if I'm allowed to do this.
You are.
I am. Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm the newest Swifty, but
the defeat in this room is wild.
Yeah. Are you revoking your card?
I'm not revoking it, but what are the rules? How do we address her? Do we like? Can I say Tay Tay? What do I say?
Ms. Swift. No, just Taylor.
Hey, Tay Tay. I feel I'm there.
You want to? Okay.
Cool it.
Okay. Yeah.
Enough. You gotta stop.
She's abusing her power.
You are absolutely.
Wow. Oh my gosh. I can't believe it.
It's hack. I wanted you, like, remember the apology that I made to you the day I succumbed to the Swiftiness.
Uh-huh.
When the Swifty virus got me.
Yeah.
By the way, this was a week ago. Yeah.
I got long Swifty. You know, like long COVID. I got an extended, like, I'm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But she's shaking me off the hook. And what is weird to me is Erica is a freak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am. Definitely.
She's one of the most Swifties there is.
I could use a life.
What happened today at noon?
I don't know. And frankly...
What?
You guys! Dinosaurs warring on distant planets.
Right.
Cracks in the earth. What is...
The only knowledge of the countdown that happened today... came from Aaron, and I was leaving the dentist, and I looked at it, and I said, ugh, here we go again.
What?
Because it's for nothing. Sorry. Oh.
I sent a screenshot of the countdown and said, Miss Swift, I'm tired.
Because we knew it was going to be nothing.
Yeah.
So,
which, okay, it wasn't nothing.
It was just another special limited edition vinyl for her
album
that she already announced.
You can't do a countdown.
But what someone did catch is that her countdowns themselves are a countdown. She started at 5.
I am going to punch you in the
she
throat.
She started at 5 hours, 4 hours, 3 hours. So, like, that's cool. But at the same time, stop counting down your albums or, like, your vinyls.
My only saving grace here is when we get down to the one, is that going to be the single? Like, is she going to do it 2 hours for vinyl and then suddenly a countdown's going to appear 1 hour and boom?
So does that mean Saturday?
No, how she hasn't been doing it every day. A couple days.
I don't know, yeah.
But.
So maybe Monday or Tuesday we'll get the single? We already know she shot the video for the single.
I'm guessing if she does release it, it would be Thursday.
I thought singles always released on Tuesdays and then albums on.
No.
I mean, but this was when they were physical things.
Yeah, you're literally, singles released on Tuesdays back like 20 years
That's
ago.
That's what
buddy.
I'm saying.
Most
That's
of the
why
time, most of the time it's Thursday, 10 p.m. here.
Right. So. Here's the thing, though. Sabrina Carpenter's album is coming out next Friday. So Taylor's not going to release a single on that day. I just don't see her being like, yeah,
unless
Sabrina,
it's the single that they have, the collab that they have.
I know, but I still think she's going to try to give Sab's album a minute.
How do you know Sabrina's album? There's been no countdown for that. How do you even know
Sabrina's
it's coming out?
Sabrina's just like going willy-nilly, like old school.
You could just an announcement.
Actually, I think there was a countdown on Sabrina's.
Countdown?
I heard there was a countdown. I never saw it with my own eyes.
Do you think other Swifties are feeling the way you are? Because I'm genuinely shocked. But at both of you, Erica and Aaron, that you're like, ugh.
17.
16.
What is happening?
Feel what we're doing there?
No.
15.
I don't want another countdown.
Well, we're doing it.
14.
And we'll just slowly pay it. But then at the end, it's just going to be like, oh. And then Krusty's going to come in and say, shoebox tree.
Oh, no.
No, it's got to be something. Should we put a countdown on our site? Do we have anything coming up?
It sounds like we don't need to.
Who cares?
We do. What do we think is coming up?
You got to do that thing where you read my mind because I don't want to say it if it's not going to be real. We have a thing that's happening.
Oh,
and then
maybe.
We might throw a thing.
Oh,
for
yeah.
It.
The thing with the thing.
The thing with the thing.
And then the dropping of the thing.
And maybe like a party with the thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. Okay. I need you to
really
look into making
radio.
A countdown. But right now it should be at 4 million.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We're doing a topic right now, and I wanna test the barometer of the room. Are we doing this just to have T-Yak make that weird voice?
Yeah. Totally. Okay.
I'm a snake.
We're doing snake stories. You got a snake story?
Snake.
We want to hear your snake story.
I'm a slithery little snake.
Like real snakes, not, you know, wink wink snakes.
I don't think anyone was thinking that.
Perfect.
I'm a wink wink snake.
Is the wink wink snake?
Yeah.
For the love.
What else would it be?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's not wink wink, it's just one wink.
Oh. Interesting point. Didn't think of that.
Somebody captured a 12-foot yellow python that had been escaped from its owners for weeks. Can I just say, if I lived in that community, I'm burning it to the ground.
I'm definitely not capturing it. I'm going,
I'm not going outside.
Right.
I'm working from home.
What if it got into your home?
How would it get into my home?
It's very easy for snakes to get into home.
No way. Yeah. Don't say that. Why are you saying that? Don't say that again. No snakes can be, no.
Absolutely they can.
Yeah. Especially Erica's home.
Yeah.
What?
No, we
a lot
have
of weak points, Erica.
I don't like that.
We've cased it.
We have a security system.
They don't care about cameras. Well, if there's any like vents or anything, because we have a snake called Snowflake.
You have a snake?
He lives outside. It's out of my grandparents' house, and I've been there a lot helping clean up. And
it lives outside?
And inside the garage. Mm. Helps keep the mice out.
I go back and forth.
Yeah, but there's so much skin just like in the rocks.
Because they molt or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Whatever.
And it's like in their full shape. I mean, I think it's cool, but
you would.
Will you pick it up? Will you touch it?
No. I'm not that brave. Wink. <Okay.
laughs> Yeah. So... Like, well, there's tons of stories in the news about snakes, but I'm just going to say, as a guy who's been on dating apps, I don't know if this happened to Erin when she was on dating apps.
What?
Wink?
Yeah. Is that what we're doing? Mm-hmm.
There are sometimes, like, so, Erin, you can attest to this. Dudes on dating apps holding a fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was on dating apps.
Women on dating apps occasionally draped in a snake. And you're like,
it's giving them an alternative.
Great. Do you understand that I have almost broken my phone from swiping left so hard? It's like, why do you think wants to come over? I need one snake in the room.
Well, that's the thing.
Just
one. I mean, that's good because they're letting you know. So, you know, that's not your vibe.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Because I've told other people in this room way back in the day. Took a like friend of mine. We went home with a couple girls from the bar.
And one had a snake.
Not only did she have the snake, she excused herself to the other room to change into something more comfortable. And she came out of the room wearing nada, but a snake.
And what were
are you guys going to do with that snake when things progress?
I wonder that too.
What's his role here?
Is that technically?
I don't know.
Menage a trois, if you will.
But if you've watched enough cartoons, you can imagine the little outline of my body as it went through a wall getting out of that house.
Where are you going?
I bounced. I'm like, what? Like,
what are we doing here?
What are we doing?
Yeah.
The question of what is the snake's role is first and foremost in my mind.
Right.
I can't think of one I'd want him in, to be honest.
Not even just hanging out.
No.
Yeah. I don't want a snake watching me do anything.
Okay. So these are some personal examples of snake stories. If you have a snake story, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
I was hiking once, and that's the story. No, and it was like late evening, and I don't know. I was just yapping with who I was hiking with, and there was a rattlesnake across the entire path.
Because it's like sunning and itself luckily, or whatever.
The person I was with went,
did this stop you?
I almost stepped on it, and its rattler came up.
Wow.
And we heard it shaking its thing.
Can they strike when they're flat like that, or do they have to coil first?
I think they can coil.
I think they can still like turn their head and
get
you.
That's what I was thinking. It's just not as strong.
They can get like way up in the air.
They have to be coiled. So luckily, I didn't step on it, and I didn't.
That is crazy because same.
No.
That exact same thing happened. I was in Montana. I was by myself, though, walking on the path. And it was shedding on its face, so it was very calm. And it went into this little, tiny little cave on the side of the path. And we just
watched it move.
Mm-hmm. But it was like, less than a foot away from it, almost stepped on it.
Okay.
Rattlesnakes scare me so much. It's why I avoid some hiking trails.
But they don't want to. Also, you don't die. Like, you can die, it happens all the time. And people are like, I was out in the middle of Montana and I had to be like driven to. It's like, you're not going to, you don't always die from a rattlesnake. But like, I was told growing up, if it bites you,
you're dead.
Your friend's got to suck it out of you or you're like going to die. And I don't think that's true.
Also, I think you still have to go get the anti-venom
for
or whatever.
Sure, but you have a little more time than we were told as kids. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Speaking of kids, there's a 2-year-old kid in India. I think we've talked about this story before. A cobra found its way into the kid was playing or in his bed or something. And the cobra found its way and cobras are the ones that if you get bit,
you're done.
You're kind of in deep ta-tas.
Yeah.
There was a biting. The child bit the snake.
What?
And killed it.
Ouch.
That was the snake.
I'm supposed to bite you.
The toddler clenched his jaw so hard he killed it instantly.
Ew.
That's what? Insane.
And then lost consciousness because he did ingest some venom as part of doing it.
What
part of the playtime?
What a lore for this kid, though. Like, when he goes to see
the cobra killer.
Yeah.
Like, at 2 years old,
I bite the snake before the snake bites me.
That's pretty crazy.
I think we all know who's king of the playground.
All right. So if you've had an encounter, Tiak will reenact it as a snake.
Yes.
Aaron will leave a little cartoon imprint of the studio. She's getting out of here. Snake stories, 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So Tiak is still getting your calls for snakes. So we don't have
snakes.
There you go. I was feeling weird, like we weren't going to have the voice, but I think we're set. Becky.
Yikes.
Snakes.
Okay. So in 2018, I moved to Texas, and I was like mowing my lawn one time, and I ran over a snake with my lawnmower.
It happens.
Oh my God. It flew up and it like slapped my leg. And I moved back here to Colorado.
You said, and that's enough with snakes.
It was terrifying. I was like, I ran away and cried.
Was it still alive?
Yes. And then it like slithered away.
Huh. It slithered. It said, I'm wounded, but I'm, oh, sorry. No.
What are you doing? Oh, no.
I don't know how he does that.
I didn't get it.
I'm wounded.
Yeah, we sold the house like immediately after and moved back.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that my daughter wants to sell our house because like in the spring, all the baby snakes kind of live in the tall grasses.
Heck no.
And like she was pulling our trash can back in and they were wrapped around the wheels. So as she pulled the thing in, they were flinging off the wheels like little baby.
She has every right to sell your home.
Oh, you know, just but they're baby snakes. They can't do anything. They're just babies.
I don't care.
Okay.
Right. They can still do stuff.
Yeah.
No, but these are bull snakes. They don't have any venom. Okay. Like the baby, like baby rattlers, I think have more venom and they just don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
So you could like die faster from it. Wait, TX coming back in. Oh, thank God you're here.
Yeah.
Because Eric has been trying to do the voice and it's...
It wasn't good.
Dude.
Could you say as a snake, I'm wounded?
I'm wounded.
There we go.
Yeah, so
don't listen back to this.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, okay.
I want to hear it.
Rowan.
Yai.
Snakes.
Yeah. Okay. So I work at a wastewater plant that's in a pretty wild area of the mountains. So we get wildlife coming through. Yeah. Anyways, and I was in one of the buildings one day, our headworks building in the basement. There's a bunch of machinery down there. And I hear some hissing. And I think it's an air leak because we have air compressors down there.
No.
But I'm sure you can see where this is going. I go and look behind a machine, and there's a rattlesnake back there.
Oh, God. And you're like, when you're looking for the source of a hissing or an air leak, you put your you want to feel it on your face.
Oh,
so you're like
no.
putting your face down where the snake is.
It was not far away. Cheek. It was like 3 feet. So
I hate that.
You didn't get bit though, right?
Scared.
Obviously.
I did not. No. No, it didn't strike me, fortunately. Yeah.
Okay, strike. Sorry, bit. Whatever. All right. Thank you, Rowan. Oh. All's well that ends well.
There's been a hissing sound under the board for a while.
I don't care. Erica?
No, absolutely not.
Patricia?
Yay.
Snakes.
Yes. I have a couple of stories. It's the same person. When we were growing up, he used to collect snakes, and he had put them in a barrel, and his dad tipped it over, and they went everywhere, and he was in so much.
He was just holding on to snakes in a barrel.
Yes.
Snakes on a plane, snakes in a barrel.
And then they just, they're writhing, like you look down in that barrel, and it's like.
They're all tied together.
I don't like it.
Okay. And then we went to visit him. He moved to California, and we were on a trip. So we stayed at his house. He had a sidewinder in a aquarium and a boa constrictor in a big, like, area, I guess. No. And it had, like, a little thing inside. Yes.
Those aren't fun pets. You can't play fetch with them.
Yeah.
People who have snakes say they recognize you and they love you, but I don't think that's possible.
I think I'm going to spring for the La Quinta. At that point.
Thank you for the call. Adrian?
Yeah.
Snakes.
Hello?
Hello?
Am I like...
Hello? Yes, you are.
Yeah, they're just messing with you. I'm sorry. It's really, it's awful story, to be around them. I get it.
My story is I went to school in Virginia for medical stuff, and then they sent me to West Virginia for a...
Oh, yeah, those bastards.
Whatever. I know. But it was actually beautiful, whatever. And me and my dog, Lola, we went on this hike. It was a four-mile loop, and parked at the one spot. We went on the loop, and we came back. And there was about a 50-yard section to get from where we were to my car. And there were probably, I would say, 24 copperhead snakes.
24? Because they live in dens.
They're like, let's go hang out.
Yeah,
on
that's
trail.
What they do. It's like a.
Sunbathe.
Yeah. Getting some sun.
Oh my God. Copperheads are super poisonous.
Yeah.
Ugh. Super.
Absolutely, and I just was like, I looked at my dog, and it was just her and I was out in the middle of nowhere.
And you're just like, one of us has got to go, man.
No!
It's me or you! No! Sorry, dude! Jennifer?
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi. Snakes, what happened to you?
Up at our lake house when I was a kid, my dad had built this outhouse. And every weekend when we would go up there, and this time I was the first one that had to pee. So I go in there first, and then I hear the rattler.
No.
And, oh, yeah. And it was probably 5 feet deep. But who knows? Maybe it was really only 3 feet deep. In the, yeah, down the hole of the outhouse. Nasty. Yeah. So I tell my dad I'm hearing something in there, and I was probably, I don't know, 10 years old. He tells the story anytime anybody brings up a snake. And so anyway, him and his friend go, and they get their shovels, and they pulled out a 5-foot snake, and he still has the rattler, and it's probably 7 inches long.
Good for him.
Yeah.
And covered in poop.
Forgot about that part.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Time once again for the diary. I am really working on an attitude of gratitude. So I'm not gonna complain today. Like I
sure you're not.
I have been upset that she doesn't write as long.
Mm-hmm.
But I just have a feeling we're going to get some meat and potato. Like, yeah.
Yeah, we're in for a treat today.
We are.
I took a quick glance. I have no idea what anything says.
Anything? I think she just said, I don't know what anything says. We have ways of making you talk.
Honestly, I was just mentally preparing for reading.
Okay, oh, so no. Where we last left off, she had done Thanksgiving.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She loved the family.
With Mike's family. Yes. In New York.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, sorry. Not in New York.
It wasn't?
He lived with someone in New York. We don't know where
they went. We don't know where they went for Thanksgiving.
We just know that they had to travel somewhere.
Right.
And again, we don't know if they traveled from here or somewhere else.
Right.
Or that could have been travel to here.
Right.
Maybe that's how the diary got here. We don't know any of that stuff. But she and Mike have now been together going on...
Over a year.
Like a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're in December and they... first met July 4th of a year or so ago.
Yep.
And she also mentioned that she was looking at quitting her job to take on a higher course load.
To get done with school faster. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you ready?
The last diary entry we read was December 3rd. This is December 26th.
Oh, she skipped over. Yeah. We get no buildup.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Last year's Christmas was spent unpacking and combining households and stuff. So this year we made up for it.
Oh.
I haven't had a Christmas tree in years. I forgot how good they smell. It's the rotten thing about having divorced parents. When you split time between mom and dad, neither one are all that good of keeping any kind of tradition or anything. That's not always true.
Yeah, that's not true. Mm. Like
We went after them.
It's like some people get divorced and like two Christmases.
Yeah. I probably spent more holidays at friends' houses than at home. Oh. Mike showed me what you look for when you buy a Christmas tree and how to tell if it's dried out and stuff. I don't know what this actually
is. You pick it up and go like,
there, if they're dried out and stuff.
You hit it on the ground once or something?
We made a small dinner and watched... Oh gosh, it's that word again. TiVo. I love TiVo. It literally looks like Jive. It looks like Jive.
And it's such a weird moment for the millennials and Zs in the room to go, what the hell is going on? Yes.
I love TiVo. And then came the presents, and that's when the fight started.
No.
Okay, and we're still going, guys. Okay. So. He got me a necklace from Tiffany's. Not a ridiculous one, but a simple silver one. It was pretty and simple, and it was in that blue box and bag with the Tiffany stamp, and it was perfect for me. And I said, oh, it's too much. And then he said, there could be more where that came from, and it just sort of went from there. What started as a wonderful holiday about new memories and stuff turned into Christmas with my parents in the mid-90s. He's very frustrated with me, and I get that, but I can't change overnight. I'm so much better with him than I've ever been before, but I'm still guarded and unsure and insecure and not ready for little blue boxes from Tiffany's. This morning I reached out, but Mike was already gone. Like, reached out in bed. And Mike was already gone. I panicked and thought he was gone. What? Well, he was.
Like gone.
Oh, am I crazy? People don't just disappear from their own houses. He's been gone for at least a half hour now. I feel so alone.
You're not stopping there.
That is the end of the entry.
I know that you're getting tired of hearing this hack, and I know that that was a healthy amount of words.
No.
But that's far too big of a cliffhanger. Like, we can't. I can't.
You're going to have to live.
Yeah, that's plenty.
That was a lot. So we think that he was insinuating, like, I could be buying you a ring, and she's like, she was basically like, it's
panicking. Yeah. Like, I'm not ready for that.
Is that, right? Is that the only thing he could have meant?
That's what I took it as.
Yeah. There could be more where that came from. And she's like, what?
Well, I could just buy you more jewelry.
But she even said that this small necklace was too much. So if he's saying there could be more, as in you could have bigger necklaces, not engagement rings, but
diamond
other
earrings.
Earrings, bracelets.
I remember really cool all silver jewelry from Tiffany way back when. Mm-hmm. It was like a huge heart on a hefty
on the chain. There was the bracelet that everyone wanted, and it has a little heart charm.
Yes.
I wonder, you talked about this recently on the show about, like, you find it hard when somebody compliments you to just accept the compliment. You're just like, I'm wrong. And tell them wrong. And this feels like that's what she's, instead of just accepting this awesome gift, she's like, oh, no, it's too much.
Right.
And now he's going, no, take it. I want you to have it.
Well, and it sounds like she's aware of that because she said she's still guarded. She's still unsure.
And she's not ready to take the next step.
And she's comparing? Did she say that?
Insecure. I don't think she's comparing. But I think she's like, gonna I'm just quit not her ready. Job,
yeah.
And he's going to pay the bills. So I go back to what I said. Like, you're not ready, but you're ready for him to help you get through school faster. That feels like she's leading him on. She knows what he wants.
You're right, because it is like, she's going to use his money for school to help her for school, but doesn't want his money for jewelry.
It'd be different if he was quiet about it.
Yeah.
But he's very vocal. Like, when she had the pregnancy scare, he was into it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, he was mad because she didn't tell him right away.
But then it was like, she knows he would have wanted a baby.
And he just, she even said, we had such a bad Christmas last year, or like a hectic one at least. Like, we're trying to make up for it. And then he gets her the gift. That's what a gift is supposed to be, something a little nicer than you were expecting, because it's thoughtful. And I just,
everyone in the room is going to hate me for asking this, and there's probably not an answer, but who ruined Christmas? Did he do it or did she?
She did.
She did.
Yeah.
Even his comment didn't ruin it. It's the way she took the comment.
For sure. I mean, I would be thrilled if, like,
somebody said there's more where that came from.
Yeah, and I'm like, Aaron's face when you said that.
I have some things written down. Let me slide this across to you. Okay. So what's the next entry?
There's some funky stuff going on.
Okay.
And we'll talk about that tomorrow, but it is January 1st.
Okay.
Soon. Oh, yeah.
But there's something going on. I can explain tomorrow.
What?
Sorry.
Use the veto now.
No!
The Slacker Show.
I feel like the show has been going very well. I feel like we've been clicking.
Not according to the text. They hate it.
They've gotten a lot better. And commenters, they've said, like, I gave Erica a chance. I waited patiently, and I like her now.
I waited patiently, real patient.
We told you you would.
There are still some haters, though.
There are. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but we all have our haters,
for sure.
Yeah.
Even still. That's
people hate me no matter what.
Oh, yeah. I've noticed that.
Yeah, don't let up on that.
Give the number, Kia.
303-222-5423.
That's perfect. All right.
So we don't want all the texts to go away.
Yeah.
But one thing I think we've been missing lately is a little controversy.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Dude, do you have the theme? I gave you the theme. And if it's not in the system, we can't play it.
Is that the final theme?
Well, probably.
Put the station on hold.
Okay.
I have to find. You want me to upload it?
Quick? I don't know. You have to hold it.
On hold. Why
oh, my God.
No, I don't know. Okay. Next time. I didn't know it was the final version.
I don't. Well,
I didn't even know there was a theme.
Yes, I.
Man. You sent me like 8 of them, too.
No, but there was one.
I didn't know which was which.
Wow, I am lit up right now.
So we're doing controversial rankings. With
Are you about to play it from your phone?
I don't know.
What was the last one? Was it bread?
The last one was bread.
It was bread.
And bread was truly the most controversial ranking. Here we go.
I think people are still talking about it.
I mean, will it work from the phone?
Wow. I love it.
I love it too. I can't. I'm beaming. I'm beaming. Okay. We'll get it in the system.
Okay.
We'll get research team. This is, I decided last one was bread.
Why are we on hold?
I need a
this
word
is
with
so chaotic.
I need a word with T-Hack. Why didn't you put it in?
I didn't know it was.
It's fine. Anyway. Okay. All right, we're back. What is it going
to
be?
Last time it was bread, I decided to go back to my bread and butter. No pun intended. I decided to go back to animals.
Okay.
I've done bears. We've done tigers. Thank you.
How many tigers are there?
Surprisingly a lot.
Okay. I forget. Who was number one on the tiger list?
Hobbs from Calvin and Hobbs. Tigger was number two. Should have been number one. An upset there.
You had a real thing there. Tony the Tiger should have been pretty close.
I think he was three, if I remember.
Yeah, he might have been up there.
He's up there, yeah.
Well, we're running out of tigers pretty fast, right?
Okay, well, let's maybe just get into
I bet this one's going to be monkeys.
Lions, tigers, and bears. Oh, we've done all the...
This is a little more niche than that.
Oh, boy.
This is the controversial, unexpected animal rankings. Now, what I mean by these are the animals that if you see one, you tell someone about it.
It's exciting.
You're like, that was the highlight of my day. I saw a blank, and you're definitely going to tell someone. Because it's not that they're rare. Not that they're rare. But they are unexpected.
I'm going to bet armadillo is on this list.
Okay. But a moose is on the list.
Here's my thing.
What?
The amount that Erica is a fangirl for this thing.
No. This made my whole workday worth it.
She gives me the motivation to keep these going.
She does. I love your love of this.
Thank you.
But this whole thing drives me nuts. Because more often than not, you don't have an actual set of rules. Because you're like, portable meat. And then it's like tuna in a bag or whatever.
Our boss was eating tuna in a pouch today with quinoa.
Which gives me even more reason.
Probably walking
down
the hallway.
Yeah. He was.
Portable.
Okay. And then also you, off the air, have admitted in your bread list that you forgot biscuits.
Yeah.
I did forget biscuits.
Hey, that was kind of a behind the scenes moment that you should never reveal.
We're out in the truth here. Okay. This show's about the truth.
Biscuits. I love biscuits. I should have been on.
The truth don't lie.
We'll do a revised bread ranking later.
No, it's too late. Unexpected animals.
Unexpected animals.
This has taken long enough.
Okay. Yeah.
I want everyone to know that we have absolutely no choice but to break the list into two.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's have.
Do you have any guesses for something that's going to be on there? I said armadillo. She said moose.
I think it's, you know, can I ask a qualifier? Because kangaroo is the first thing that came to my mind. Mm-hmm. It's like you're just not going to see.
Well, and he did say it doesn't necessarily have to be rare.
But if like I saw a kangaroo, I'd be like, oh my God, you guys. Because it's happened
in
America recently.
Not in Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I think so. Because people definitely.
Wasn't there a kangaroo on the loose?
Yes.
Yeah.
There was a roo on the loo.
Boys.
Okay.
Number 10, the unexpected animal rankings, the skunk. In fact, I've never seen one in real life. I'm not even sure they're real.
You haven't?
No, I think
you've not even seen a dead one?
No. I've never seen the dead ones.
I see a lot.
You've probably seen a dead one and thought it was something else.
You thought it was
really?
Yeah. Okay.
I thought it was Pepe.
Have you guys been like sprayed by one ever?
I've never been sprayed. No.
No, but I've smelt it.
Yeah.
Yeah, really? We know you smelt it.
I didn't dealt it.
That was like such a fear growing up. You have to take the tomato sauce or whatever, tomato juice bath, and you always heard about the kid who did. But
Mojo
then
got sprayed.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Way back in the day, yeah.
Does he do the tomato?
Yeah, you do all that stuff, and the tomato sauce is a joke. It just ruins like 8 cans of V8. It's horrifying. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, skunk.
Yeah, you would tell someone if you were like, I saw a skunk popped out on the...
Keep selling it because this is the worst one you've done.
Okay, no, it's not. Number
unexpected
nine.
Animals controversial ranking list.
9 is the frog.
Ribbit.
Thank you. Not rare, but when you see one, you're like, oh my God, a frog.
Yeah.
Look. You tell someone, look, it's right there. But there's like, there are frogs everywhere, but you never see them.
What is the name of that dispensary at like Parker and Arepo? Is that your dispensary? Because shout out to you guys for whatever you're selling. Come this boy. On. This is the, like, how high were you when you came up with
this? Is good.
Surprising.
I love this.
Okay.
It's keep on.
Is frog. Like,
okay.
Number eight. My God, a frog. You know what?
You would say that.
I
please.
See frogs a lot.
Okay. Well, not everyone's as rich as you. I don't know. Yeah. You live with like a big pond somewhere.
I don't.
Yeah, you made of frogs over there.
Okay.
Number eight, the raccoon.
Hear about them a lot. I feel like they're very unexpected.
Do you really? When's the last time you saw one?
It hasn't been that long. The other night,
coming home from girls' night, raccoons running across the street, and I almost hit them.
Okay, maybe I just need to get out more.
Probably.
So you would, if you saw one,
yeah, especially
there'd be a group text. You'd be like, you guys, I just saw a trash.
Especially if they were trying to get into
panda?
My.
What do we call them? Trash panda.
Trash panda.
If they're trying to get into the garbage can, definitely. You'd be like, this,
dude,
we'd talk about it on the air.
My parents had them living in their boat.
What?
My parents have a little tiny fishing boat with a cover.
That's cute.
No, it's not awesome. Because then they come into the house through the attic and they just tear crap up. Okay. It's terrible.
Mm.
Yeah. But I will say this, the babies.
They're so cute.
I mean,
you've seen the babies?
Yes. They're rabid, horrifying little animals. They're exactly like a rat. They just got a better wardrobe. They're foragers. They're gross. They tear crap up. They pee and poop on everything. But because they look like they have a little bandit mask on, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why possum could have been on the list. They were kind of similar.
I don't know that
possum's
I would know.
Possum's not on the list?
But do you even know if you saw a possum, would you go, that's a possum?
Yeah, imagine it was hanging upside down from its tail.
Oh, dude, sloth is going to be on the list.
But has anyone ever seen a sloth?
Yeah, but you're trying to say that about all these things.
Okay. No, but you, okay. All
right. Number I'm just seven. Saying this, if anybody's listening, he's not. He's only three into this.
Number seven, the unexpected animal ranking, the bat. The bat. You open the in the attic, see a bat.
Oh.
You know they live outside too, right?
Do they? No, because I don't see them anywhere.
You got to go to Austin.
Yeah. Or if you go up to like lake towns and it's quiet, you can see them flying around at night.
Bro, I think we got to do a day of bat stories. There was a time I was driving to the bank because I managed a store and I was taking the deposit and I pulled up to the deposit, to the thing. Mm-hmm. There's cars behind me, cars in front of me. Bat stuck on my rear view mirror.
No.
And I'm just like,
I can't get out now.
I can't get out. I can't, and I can't go forward. I can't go back. I can't do anything.
Oh,
I'm stuck in my car with a bat, like, just hanging.
Wow.
And I had long hair, so I'm like, if that thing gets in and gets in my hair,
we're done.
We're nesting. Done.
Yeah.
And here you are telling us about it after the fact. Interesting.
Okay, he really proved his point.
I've seen one bat in my life. We were helping in high school. There was like an old woman that we would help clean out her house, and she had a bat. And
okay,
it, like,
well then, what happened? What happened right after that?
My buddy jumped off the ladder.
What happened after that? I guess your list is not true. You didn't tell anybody, did you?
Okay.
You're so annoying.
Number six, unexpected. You're definitely telling someone when you see a cardinal, a red cardinal.
Erica. I need you to understand that I've been right about these lists the whole time.
No,
you're starting to see how dumb this is.
The problem is.
A red one.
Who's ever seen a cardinal?
Other than the Pope hat ones, no. Those are cardinals.
You've never seen
guys
a
with the Pope hat?
An Arizona cardinal. Like,
yes.
Go long,
yeah.
I'm gonna throw the football.
Yeah.
You've never seen a cardinal?
No.
I don't know. Maybe we're not all as fortunate as you.
Because it's got the red on it? Maybe we're not as rich as you.
Yeah.
Frog guy.
Mr. Okay. Pond.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, despite what our bosses and the company who rates us want, we're going to get the other five unexpected animals.
Unexpected animal rankings, yeah. Let's lock that studio door. We don't want management coming in.
The rest of the list is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like.
Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 1059. Oh, hey, you're still here? Mm-hmm. If okay. I could have left, if my name wasn't on the show, I would not be here for this break.
I hate how much I've thought about it. Originally, I said Moose, but I want to change my answer.
Oh, what's your answer?
Well, let's just read. What is it? It's a controversial ranking, mm-hmm. and it's one of the least liked features on our show. Text into 303. You know you're coming around to my side because of Cardinal.
I think the Cardinal was an interesting choice.
Yeah.
303-222-5423. Much like other things we do, we'll give you a voice on this. If you hate it, this will be the last one. But if you love it, if we get enough love, 303-222-5423. Mm-hmm. It's controversial rankings of...
the unexpected animal ranking. So these are the animals that they're not necessarily rare, but if you do see one, you'll tell someone. It's like, that was a big part of your day.
And Aaron had Moose in there, and I think you're dumb if you take it off.
No, there's one better.
Ooh, what is it?
What is it?
Shark!
Okay, if I see a shark, I'm not unexpected. I'm pissed. I'm running for the hills.
You're telling everyone.
Oh, yeah. Now I see. What
but so far, these are all land animals.
Yeah, he's worried that you just threw that out.
I don't know.
He wasn't thinking about it.
Well, for those of you who were
of the list,
right?
If you were regrettably doing something more entertaining a while ago, we'll recap quickly the bottom five.
Yes. Skunks, very rare to see. Frog, raccoon, big deal. Bat. And number six was cardinal, which I forgot how many bird haters there are in the room. Maybe that's the problem.
So is a cardinal black with a little bit of red on it?
No, it's just red.
It's all red.
It's all red.
Like a blue jay, but red.
No one has ever actually seen a cardinal. I don't think they're real.
I've seen bald eagles, and I have not seen cardinal.
Yeah, I've seen bald eagles, too.
Yeah, I feel like you see those more than a cardinal.
We had a bald eagle drop a snake on us.
What? No way.
What? It was a dead snake, but like...
I wouldn't... Cardinals aren't necessarily a Colorado kind of... bird.
Yeah. Okay. Way to stay local, is idiot. That why? Okay.
Well, if it's local, I have to take sharks off.
Yeah. And she said armadillo.
They're like bunch crunchy of morons possums. In the room. I hate them. Okay.
All right, let's keep going let's with the controversial.
Let's get this over with. Number five, the
number
fox.
Five.
Oh. A fox, a nice orange fox.
Yeah, I have a picture good. Of a fox on my fence.
Really? Well, it was, see, that's what I'm saying.
You
it's
took
so big.
A picture because you needed to show someone.
I'm agreeing that this, it was unexpected.
Okay.
That's a good
thing. And here's the thing. But I mean, we're not allowed to put real tall fences, but they're 5.5 feet tall.
Wow.
So whatever, with a flat board on top and the fox is in my backyard. I'm like, oh my God. And it's just like, boop.
Yeah.
Like on the fence, like not like a scramble up the fence a little bit and try to, it was like, boop, like, whoop. It's vertical is like
ooh.
Crazy.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to find that picture.
Yeah.
For you.
Please, thank you. I feel like you see wolves a lot, but the fox.
I think it's the opposite. I see foxes like every other night.
Or like you see maybe okay. a coyotes.
Okay, I do
every
see those
other
off.
Night.
There's coyotes yeah. in my neighborhood.
Same. No, but she said foxes.
Oh. You see that many?
Yeah.
If you're
there's
out at
a
night,
lot of foxes and there's a lot yeah, of coyotes in my neighborhood.
Is it a red hair thing, do you think? Are they attracted to you?
Could be. I have a weird question about this, though.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody in the room happen to know what does the fox say?
Ring, ring.
All right, that was number five.
Number four, the swan.
Oh my gosh!
Can
yeah.
you imagine seeing
you're back
a swan?
Now.
Yeah, I'm so
yes.
back.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
Just open his
excitement?
Wings.
Thank
yeah.
you. Yes.
There's a swan occasionally at PP Park.
Really? Okay.
See. You're a big
oh my
guy.
God! As a total side note, there's some other community in some other city. Where they literally drew, it's exactly like my community. The community is a PP. They even made like things to the fountain. I will show it to you.
Wow. Okay.
But in my community, my park is shaped like a.
I want to point out
yeah,
that
and there's a
I said, you're Mr. Pond and you see frogs. And then you're like, no, I don't even have a pond. And then you're like, but there's a swan nearby. You
but,
have water
but
nearby.
It's clear, that's not by my house, but I have run over frogs. When I first. Like with my mower, like you don't know they're
with
in the
your mower.
You don't know that they're in the grass. You don't know, and you're just you gotta back me
yeah,
up. There are times when like you mowed when you were young, and like
yes.
you're just mowing, and all of a sudden it's like, ring, and you're like, what
no!
was that?
Oh. It,
dude, I'm not sadistic. I didn't do it on purpose.
Right, it's happened to snakes, and
yes.
even,
oh, God.
Even worse, Erica, a little den of baby bunnies.
Yeah,
because they're just so deep in the grass, you don't.
You don't
realize,
it. It's like,
yeah.
And it's like,
Hing! It's really common on the
bunnies. Oh,
no.
Yeah. I don't want you to not be on my side after this.
Okay.
Okay.
What was that, number three?
That was four, the swan. We're in the top three. One of Aaron's guesses
Ooh.
Is in the top three.
Yeah, but she took it away.
Is
she doesn't
the
get
right
this point.
Guess?
No,
I don't know.
It's Moose.
Know.
Moose is on the list. I will bet everything. I'm all in on Moose.
Okay, so are you betting like the name of the show? Or?
Sure.
Oh.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm not in charge of that.
Number three, the horse.
Oh. Yes.
That is so dumb.
A horse.
You live in Colorado. I see horses every
and
single
when
night.
You're, and
no,
when you're
not.
Driving, don't you say out loud?
Horse.
Now I'm like, cows? Every time I drive by a cow, I'm like, cow!
Especially baby cow. Baby cow!
Oh,
and if
no.
it's a wild horse, that's even
yeah.
crazier.
Oh,
my
yeah.
sister gets them by her house.
No, that one's dumb.
No, it's
there's
a
so many people who
day.
Live like in the rural areas, like whatever.
Yeah, but how was your day? We drove by some horses.
What like, you know what horses eat, right?
Hey.
Right. And I do that every time we drive by.
Oh.
Like I'm just driving down the road and I'll look over at whoever's in the passenger seat and go, hey, and they're like, what? I'm like, hey.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay. So it's a highlight.
No, yeah. it's not.
Yes,
horse,
because
listen,
you
I'm
still
out,
make
out.
A point
no.
to turn
yeah.
to the person in your passenger
do you?
Seat.
No, just the hey, not the horse.
The horse.
I see. Okay. You're done. You don't understand Coloradoans.
No, like, I need to know which one of my guesses was
saying.
It's Moose. I'm telling you right now, and it's probably number two.
Slacker, you're going to be back on my side with this. Number two, the moose.
Oh, yeah.
The
man.
Moose should have kept the original
yeah.
guess. I've started sweating bullets.
I can't
bullets
believe number one is
going to
be armadillo, but.
Yeah. Looks like the show is still the Slacker show, isn't it?
You have no control over it anyway.
Yeah.
Number one, do we have any guesses? The most unexpected animal. You're sticking with armadillo.
You have some of the dumbest things on this list, so it's going to be something that's not
it's
unexpected.
It's
going to
be a dog.
Ow.
A dog?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
No,
awesome.
It's because it's.
I saw a dog today.
Yeah.
The fact that
no.
horse is on this list, you've been...
It's always exciting.
You've
always.
Been, it dog. Is not. I see them every day.
And it's still exciting.
It's
every
not
time
exciting
you see a dog out
all.
And about.
They're just standing there like...
Being cute. No, dogs?
Horses.
Oh.
I feel like you see cows a lot. I feel like you see more llamas or in like the weird
like. Are you about to tell us that number one is llama?
No.
All right, well, we're out of time, so we'll have to do number one at this time tomorrow. Okay, just do it. Just rip the band-aid
off. Number one, the most unexpected animal. You're definitely telling someone when you see an owl.
Ooh.
No, it's.
Ooh. Oh, sorry.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
I need advice on how to be friends with a woman. This is such a weird...
I don't know if any of us are going to help you.
I know, it's such a weird thing.
Well, probably you two more than me.
Well, no, because you're best friends with Ange.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But I also sleep with her.
Okay. Okay. When I say who this woman is, it makes this very awkward.
Oh, no.
I need to become friends with Mia.
Your daughter.
My daughter. My 15-year-old daughter.
I feel like you guys are decent friends, though. Like, we've been to concerts together. Me, you,
we're
her.
We're friends at a distance. Like, she's a room body.
She's just introverted.
Yeah. Well, that's got to stop.
Well, no, you can't change her.
Well, yeah.
No.
Not if you want to be friends with her.
Well, I mean, okay, if you don't know this, I abandoned my son in Omaha, Nebraska.
You took him to school.
Yeah.
Right.
Same difference. Went to college.
Bought him a one-way
ticket.
He's
enrolled. Yeah.
I was like, laters. And Noah and I were very close. We he would come into my bed on Sunday mornings when there was an F1 race and we would just watch it in bed.
That's very cute. And also... a little weird.
No, it's not weird.
No.
This is coming from the, I saw his legs, and I don't know how to, you're so pent up.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
But were you always that close with Noah, even when he was Mia's age?
I think we've been close for a long time because we shared football. There came a point in his life where he became a foodie.
I feel like you guys also really got close around the divorce.
Kind of, but we were already just like buds. We would watch football games together.
Mm-hmm. And he was buds with your buds too. He was in fantasy football leagues with that. Like he would talk with your friends.
He's in group texts with Josh, Ben, Chad, and speaks as foully as I do in those groups. So
you're not going to like what I have to say. I actually was around when I was about 15. My brother had gone to college. My parents were divorced. I may have been a little younger, but my dad said, girls, come here. I want to talk to you. And had to be like, so sorry. I have spent a lot of time with your brother. And I just am realizing now that maybe we don't have the same relationship.
Okay.
But is there a point of acknowledging with Mia that might, because that changed everything. It was just really? So much easier to just...
You appreciated it?
Yeah, in the moment, we were like, it's okay, this is very awkward, we don't need to...
Did you miss it? Were you thinking about it all that time?
No, but he and my brother were so close because of the sports, because of the golf. I mean, they'd go do things together or
girls
whatever.
Can golf? Why didn't he take you?
I wasn't too interested back then.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I am. Okay.
So he sat you down, he's like, first of all, names, all of you.
Good to meet you. But so I think that, do you feel like Mia feels that you guys were much closer? Are.
Sure.
Much closer.
Yeah.
Then maybe acknowledge it.
But she, I don't want to get down into the weeds on her quirks, but I've talked about it on the show. We let Mia, she has the worst diet of anybody. She eats like a 10-year-old.
Okay.
She likes chicken fingers, French fry. Like, Tiak and her will be besties.
Right.
If she could have a burger every single day, burger, cheese, ketchup.
Oh,
that's it.
I love it.
Oh, my God, she's not my kid. But so,
Noah
and I...
Wait, stop saying things like that if you want to be closer to her.
But, Noah and I would go sit omakase style and, just let a sushi chef tear it up. She wouldn't even put any of that stuff in her mouth. So, my life is now changed. I don't have a sushi date. I've got a... I don't.
You're
I'll
making
find
it
a,
sound like she's a burden.
No, I don't think she's a burden at all. But what
you said that she just changed your life for the worse.
No,
and
I don't mean it like
you're
that.
You're comparing them.
I think here's
No.
Here's what I want.
Okay.
I would like to find a way for me to come down from food land.
Okay.
And her to come up from food land. I like to come down from extrovert.
You want to meet in the middle.
And her to come up from introvert. Yeah. Like, how do I do that without a gun to her head?
Oh my God.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, so, change doesn't come easy for anyone.
I think it starts with meeting her where she's at.
Yeah.
Like,
in her room.
Well,
I just start maybe standing outside of her room. It's like, hey, what's going on?
Okay, maybe not that, but maybe be like, what's one thing you want to do this weekend? Let's go do it. Whatever it is.
Ooh.
Within means.
You guys share a lot of music stuff. Yeah. Go to Guitar Center together.
But I'll just drop so much money if I go to Guitar Center.
When my dad and I were bonding, he bought me a new guitar just because.
So you did this, though.
We totally
just
did
just you
this.
And him, not the other sisters, just yeah, you and
once
him.
Once they went to college, it was just us left.
Oh, my God. Then why are you burying that? Then,
sorry, I don't know what
did.
He
force
did.
You into things, or did he like...
No, but it's like on Saturday nights, even if I was out with friends, I'd get home in time to watch Saturday Night Live with him. There were just little things where we found, we both really like to do this, so let's make a point. And like, he would stay up so that we could... Aww. It's honest, it takes a good amount of effort and it's really sweet and it's also kind of sad.
Because here's one of the things. I'm trying to get her to eat better. I want her to just eat better foods. What if...
Oh boy. Is anyone else nervous?
What if three times a week I'm like, pick a recipe and we make something together?
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I love that.
You're so smart.
Really?
You're doing great.
But I mean, because then it's like, hey, man, we're not making burgers and fries. We have to make something. And Tiak won't like this, but they'll have to have something green in it.
See, now you're losing me.
You know what I mean?
This is where you meet her first, where she's at. You say, let's together make burgers and fries.
Yes.
And then, hey, that was really fun.
Let's try something else.
Let's start slowly branching out.
Yeah.
And then now that I've talked about it on the radio, I can't make it all casual. You
well,
know what I mean?
Do you think she's listening? Hi, Mia.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I've got a story of a man who is probably lying.
Absolutely. Yes.
That's it. That's all the story.
All right. Well, the Slacker Show.
I have a story about a woman getting in trouble for doing something twice in almost exactly the same way I got in trouble doing the same thing.
Twice.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Washington.
Washington.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so cold.
What? What did you?
This is just so cloudy. It's so cold.
Oh, so you're just being like a grunge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unaffected, like.
And like you're almost in Canada.
You want to get some kind of coffee?
This is the skin of a killer, Bella.
Let's get some coffee.
Right.
Hi. Yeah.
There was a woman in Washington.
Tolerated for as long as he could. Yeah. And he's like, moving on.
She was arrested for speeding. Mm-hmm. She was going 74 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour zone.
Oh, gosh.
Yikes.
Pretty fast. She was arrested and she was going so fast because she was on her way to pay a previous speeding ticket. She's nothing but consistent, I guess.
And you told the cop that? Like, I'm in a hurry.
I'm in a hurry.
I have a speeding ticket that I'm going to
pay. She received it 17 days earlier.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, girlfriend.
I got my normal. Yeah, so and this actually happened to me. A very similar thing.
What?
I got caught by one of those speeding cameras.
Oh, yeah.
And then I didn't get the notice until, like, 30 days later. And then I went to go fight it. Oh, and another one showed up. And so I tried to argue, well, I wouldn't have got the second one.
If the first one had been faster.
Yeah, hurry it up. I didn't know there's a camera there. Get it to me. Give me the notice.
The real logic is to stop.
Yeah.
That's what they said. So.
I can imagine so.
Okay.
My story is from a man in Spain.
Mm-hmm. Oh, ole.
España.
Running of the bulls.
Yeah. He was running away from something. It was his blazing house. His house had caught fire.
Oh, my God. It is in fuego.
La casa en fuego.
And that's just the extent of TX Spanish knowledge.
Yeah. And then he said, I'm not wearing pants. I need to go back in.
Sin pantalones.
Wow.
So wait.
So he ran into the burning house inside. To grab... some pants that were probably also on fire, therefore the lying.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Yep.
But he wasn't a liar, just the pants were already on fire.
No.
What kind of... Was he not wearing boxer? Like, was he all, like, nude from the waist down?
To go, I should grab my other clothes before putting clothes on. Like, I'm going to escape my house, I'm going to grab my other clothes even though my booty's out.
Right.
You know?
Like, I'm not wearing pants, but let me run into the street. It's an idea. I hope he's okay.
Yeah, me too.
Those... I thought T-Hack was going to do it. For all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.